Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we're doing a live episode because I do have to head down to Chicago this afternoon, so I don't have my normal editing time to go through, so we're going to do a live episode here. We've got a few things to go through. Obviously, Elon was tweeting a little bit yesterday about taking the Cybertruck to Giga Texas, so we're going to take a look at some of those photos and a couple of tweets that Elon had there. Also, no follow-up yet on the Fremont questions that I had asked yesterday. A lot of people in the comments said that that inspection that Tesla had failed, probably not a big deal, so kind of what we were thinking in yesterday's episode, but I did just want a quick update on that to start things off. No response there, assuming it's not a big deal, but still a little bit curious if that could cause any minor delays in terms of the refresh, so that's the update there. Then we'll take a look at the Huawei stuff. So I mentioned that yesterday, kind of a joking manner. I do think the comments that were made by the chairman there are still kind of funny, but we do have a little bit more information on that Huawei video. They've released a sort of a demo video of what they've done with autonomous driving, so we'll watch that. And then we might have some news here on SpaceX. So in about 15 minutes, NASA is supposed to make an announcement. It sounds like SpaceX is going to be getting the project for the human landing system, so taking astronauts, landing them on the moon from NASA. So we'll take a look at that. Hopefully we can time things out. I'll take a couple of questions at the end of this, and then we'll just roll right into that live stream from NASA, and we can kind of watch that together if you guys want to stick around for that, or obviously, you know, feel free to go and watch their feed directly. So that's kind of what I'm thinking for today. First things first, let's look at the stock here. So as you guys can see, we've been teetering between green and red here to close the day. It looks like right now we're slightly in the red, at down 0.2% to $737.52 versus the NASDAQ, you know, kind of teetering as well, but did edge here into the green over the last half an hour to an hour. So as the episode progresses, I guess we'll see how that progresses and if we end up in the green. All right, so here is the NASA announcement that I mentioned. So they're going to do a live stream today scheduled for 4 p.m. So that's right at market close, 4 p.m. Eastern time. So again, in about 15 minutes, we'll flip over to that. And I'm hoping I got the audio that we can just roll that right in through. Okay, so then we'll take a look here at the Cybertruck tweets. So a lot of people catching photos of this yesterday, Tesla owners online tweeting a photo of the, I think from Reddit, the Cybertruck at Giga Texas. This is the same prototype that we had. You can see the, let me see if I can zoom in there a little bit. You can see it's still got the door handles. It's still got the yoke steering, so that's nothing new. That was at the Cybertruck unveiling. So this is the same model, but it's nice to see it covered in a little bit of dirt, kind of in its natural element here out at Giga Texas. So cool to see that. Elon saying yesterday, I was just there driving Cybertruck around the site where it'll be built. Tesla owners online asking, nice, looks like the factory is coming along great. Still on time for some deliveries later this year. So the question there is a little bit vague, but obviously we've got the context here of the Cybertruck. That's clear what the question is asking about, but it doesn't explicitly say that. Elon then answers by saying, limited production of Model Y this year, high volume next year, and then same with Berlin. So a little bit of an omission there in terms of responding about the Cybertruck. You know, there could be a couple of reasons. Elon could be omitting it because he wants to focus on the fact that Model Y will be out of Cybertruck this year, which is obviously a great accomplishment in terms of the timeline. And we've heard him say a couple of times that, you know, if everything goes well, we could see some deliveries of Cybertruck this year. So it would have been nice to see him kind of reiterate that stance in response to these questions, in response to this question. I think that's, you know, what Tesla owners online here was asking. But Elon shifted it over to Model Y. So he could be doing that because he's not feeling like the Cybertruck is going to be out this year, you know, at least in high enough volume to even mention. Or he could be doing it to, you know, keep the attention on products that Tesla actually sells, which would right now be the Model Y. So we'll see. You know, we don't really know what the plan for the Model Y from Giga Texas is either, in terms of whether it's going to use initially the 2170 cells from Nevada, or if it is going to be 4680s, like obviously we expect the Cybertruck to be, especially because Tesla has said that the Cybertruck should start with the tri-motor, you know, longest range version over 500 miles, which would be more comparable to, you know, what we kind of expect from certainly at least the refresh vehicles, or, you know, more similar in terms of specs, what we're expecting from the Plaid Plus Model S. So some of that technology could be shared. Tesla obviously looks like they've shifted the Plaid Plus timeline now to mid-2022, although some of the international dates still haven't been updated, so a little bit of uncertainty there. But regardless, it would have been nice to have that reiterated from Elon. We didn't see that. So just want to run through a couple of these photos. As I said, interior here, I know that's not huge, but you can see the yoke steering wheel. So again, that was on the prototype, which I believe this is the same vehicle, at the unveiling, so nothing new there. Not surprising since we've now seen that show up in the refresh Model S and X. The dash is the same dash, but they had sort of a marble paper overlay on that before. Looks like they've kind of just taken that off. Probably wasn't something we really expected to see in that final production version anyway. I didn't actually mind it. It was kind of like a nice contrast to the sheer, I don't know, grunginess of the Cybertruck. It was just a little bit different. But yeah, I think that's probably gone for good now. Anyway, a couple other photos here that I'll just click on just so you guys can see. I'm sure most of you saw these on Twitter. And then we had Elon. He gave some sort of a speech. Haven't really heard too much of what's come from that. And a couple people commenting on Elon's new hairstyle there too, which I don't mind. I think it looks, you know, obviously it's windy out there and stuff, so it's probably blowing around, but new look. So there's Vincent here. So those were from on Warbeck. And then here's Vincent sharing a couple other ones. You can see these a little bit better, widescreen format. So Elon giving his address there. And yeah, again, these are the same vehicle that we saw. I don't know, guys. Seeing the Cybertruck in this element, like on this dirt, very Mars vibes. I think it looks great. I've, you know, since the beginning, I've always, since the unveiling, at first it shocks you, but later that night, you know, I've been fully on board with the Cybertruck. I think as you continue to see it in more environments, as you see it drive by and drive away from you, it looks just better and better. I think a lot of people are starting to realize that. So I couldn't be more excited about the Cybertruck. The only real view that I don't like of the Cybertruck, and we'll see if there are any, yeah, is like straight on from the rear. That's kind of my only complaint with it, but can't win every single angle, so. All right, so then just want to show quickly, there were a couple posts here on Instagram. People may have not seen these ones, so from Tesla, and they had a video here of the Cybertruck driving around, which again, like, once you see it in action, it's kind of like nothing else. And this is a great video. I love it because you've got this other pickup truck here in the foreground, so you can kind of compare. So I'll play that again. Just watch, compare the Cybertruck to the, looks like maybe a Dodge Ram there. Yeah, just kind of fun to see those side by side, the juxtaposition there. All right, so that kind of wraps up the Cybertruck stuff. Let's move into Huawei. And it looks like Tesla is now flipped back to green. We'll keep an eye on that. But the Huawei stuff, so Huawei, they're not planning at this point to do their own electric vehicle, but they're planning to provide the autonomous driving technology for other automakers, specifically EV makers. So that's what they've kind of been talking about over the last couple of days. So just a few articles here kind of providing some of those details. It sounds like they're going to be unveiling a vehicle on April 17th during the Shanghai Motor Show. So that'll be this weekend. Might actually even be later this evening, since this is in Shanghai, you know, for those of us in the US, depending on the time of day, that could actually be later tonight. So we'll keep an eye out here for more information. Again, as I said in the intro, kind of had to laugh a little bit at Huawei's chairman yesterday saying, you know, his engineers said that they got 1,000 miles uninterrupted with no interventions. So they're definitely better than Tesla. Had to chuckle at that a little bit, but it does look like Huawei here is doing pretty well. So before we even watch this video, and we're going to kind of watch, you know, this is like a 7-minute long video of them demoing their technology. Before we even watch this, all the obvious disclaimers, this is a demo video. Huawei is using LiDAR, so that's a key difference from Tesla. I did have this other article I wanted to show. It sounded like, so Huawei is making their own LiDARs. It sounds like they're, for whatever reason, trying to offer this in three different configurations. So one with single LiDAR, two LiDAR, three LiDAR. That's a little bit confusing to me for why they would need different packages there. You know, if you're trying to keep the cost down, obviously you want less hardware, but if it's not going to be fully autonomous, then I don't know, kind of what's the point of it. So A little bit confusing in terms of the structure. Hopefully we'll get more information on that this weekend. They did also say, I'm trying to find which article it was in here. Yeah, maybe I don't still have that up. Anyway, they did say that the LiDARs that Huawei is producing themselves, they're trying to get that cost down to $200, maybe eventually to $100. So this is still a relatively expensive part, especially if they're planning on including three different LiDARs on their vehicle. That being said, I did see a couple of tweets. You know, I haven't verified this myself, but it did sound like the, you know, this ArcFox vehicle is going to be a relatively affordable vehicle. I think I saw $36,000. Again, we'll just have to wait for a little bit more information there. But if they're able to get technology like this in a vehicle at that price, we'll have to, you know, that's definitely going to be something that's interesting to keep an eye on. And I saw that they're also, in terms of compute, looks like they're at like 352 teraops. So definitely some pretty heavy compute. But again, we'll have to see how, you know, power efficient that is, how cost efficient. So all those disclaimers, a lot to still figure out here. But I did just want to take a look at this, especially with the joke that I had made yesterday. I think the audio is going to come through here. Yeah. So let me just make sure that that's not too loud. Yeah, the audio is probably not really adding much, so I'm going to turn the audio off there. So you can see they, you know, this is, I think that most of this drive is hands-free. This is not a straight 7-minute clip. I think the Huawei CEO did say that they were getting 1,000 miles without intervention in city driving. I find that claim a little bit difficult to believe, but the performance here does seem pretty good. So, you know, nothing too different here from what Tesla would be doing. You know, you can see a very similar setup in terms of the user interface there. So this is going to be a left turn here, but it's not. Okay, so I was going to say it does have a lead car there, but it looks like it doesn't. The lead car turned off into a U-turn. I don't know why that's popping up. So we'll speed this up maybe here a second. So it takes that left-hand turn pretty well. You can see the driver still has not, you know, you can see the pedals down there. You can see the steering wheel here. They're stopping for the pedestrians. I believe they showed up on the user interface there. It's a little bit difficult to see. This part of the drive is a little bit, you know, more standard. So we'll speed up through this. Could probably skip through some of this as well. Really no major points worth watching there. I think we've got another left-hand turn coming here, but we might have a lead car. And again, we're still at 2x speed here. So it looks like maybe a little bit of a risky turn there. I'm not sure exactly what the traffic regulations were there. I just want to go back though. It looks like they may have caused that other driver to stop right here. So maybe not the best turn logic there. But where this did do really well, and we'll get there in, you know, maybe 30 seconds from now, looked like it was performing really well in a very dense traffic situation with, you know, a lot of bikers, scooters, things like that around. And that should be coming up here in a second. Pretty standard right-hand turn here. Again, it looks like it's operating pretty smoothly. Turns in the right lane, then shifts back. Okay, waits for that U-turn. Oh, we get a random cut there. So I'm not sure if that's just in this video or if that was in all these. Okay, we got another left-hand turn. Well, we're going straight. They were turning left. So we got to stop there. I'm going to slow it back down to 1x speed here. This, you know, you can see from the watch time, there's like a lot of viewers watching this part in particular. Very dense street. Again, you have the scooters on the right-hand side, kind of just this guy randomly popping up in the middle. And it seems to have a pretty solid, you know, very robust understanding of its surroundings here. This is, you know, a difficult situation even for a human driver to be in. Again, no interventions here. Scooters going the wrong way again, which I'm sure is very common. So I was pretty impressed with that performance. Again, as I said at the beginning, I think that's, all the key points there. This is a demo. They are using LiDAR. This is probably high definition mapped. Not that I don't think that would have a big role in terms of what they just navigated right there at the end. But it is interesting in the sense of what they're able to visualize on the screen, that they were able to handle this traffic scenario. And again, this is from a newer sort of player in the space from Huawei. I don't know the entire background, but at least that's my understanding in terms of, where they've been so far. So I don't think they've probably accumulated a lot of data yet. They do have, my understanding is that Huawei has sanctions where they are not going to be able to obviously do anything like this in the US. And I think even outside of China, they're restricted to kind of just operating in China right now. I'll have to check on that, but that's kind of my understanding of the situation. So it's not necessarily a huge competitive threat, but a lot of these comments were, pretty positive on Huawei. I don't think they're going to translate here. It's probably going to be tough to kind of glean what's going on there. But I did have a listener that's helped me translate some of that stuff, and the comments definitely slanted more positively towards Huawei here than what they did for Tesla. And obviously, Tesla, the full self-driving beta is working pretty well in the U.S., but Elon Musk said on the last conference call that they're just, they're not selling a lot of full self-driving packages in China yet. So I think he said 1 or 2%. So just because, we covered this a little bit yesterday, kind of at a surface level, I wanted to go through this video. I was pretty impressed by it. We'll see what Huawei announces over this weekend, and then we'll continue to keep an eye on this. And I do think it's something that's, worth considering and taking seriously. Not that I view it as a necessarily a huge competitive threat, especially internationally to Tesla, but could be a threat in China. So we're coming up on, I think, a minute away from close here. Looks like we're gonna maybe end in the green. We'll have to watch that. And then shortly after that, we should have the NASA announcement. So let me pop into the chat here as well. Hopefully that all worked out okay. Thanks for those of you that are giving likes. Appreciate that. We only got one dislike so far. Guess the audio is working okay then. Yeah, so Ethan makes a good point here. They're not going to post a video that shows errors, certainly. So that's the whole point of this, disclaimer of this being a demo video. This is very, very different than Tesla having, a couple thousand people driving around with FSD beta and being able to post videos about that on YouTube. This is a very, very different context than that. All right, so we closed. We're green, up 10, a tenth of a percent on the day. Let's pop over here into the NASA announcement and see if that's going live yet.